But first, Arizona has been very busy when it comes to political heavyweights making their way here to endorse candidates or talk more generally about the importance of next month's election. President Trump was just in the Valley, and former President George W. Bush and former presidential nominee Mitt Romney were also here in support of U.S. Senate nominee Martha McSally. On the Democratic side, yesterday, former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and her husband, former NASA astronaut Mark Kelly, continued their Vote Saves Lives tour in support of congressional candidate Ann Kirkpatrick and gubernatorial nominee David Garcia. With us to talk more about these kinds of events is Christopher Conover of Arizona Public Media in Tucson. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start, first of all, with specifically about Gabrielle Giffords. How important is she to voters in southern Arizona, and how often does she make appearances like this?
This is not an uncommon appearance for her, and she was out on primary election night at the Democratic Party's victory party, if you will. So people do see her at political events around town. Of course, Gabby is very important here in southern Arizona. Democrats and Republicans have a lot of respect for her because of the shooting incident, of course. And the district she represented was that second congressional district that Ann Kirkpatrick, as you mentioned, is running in. And that district is split almost evenly 30-30-30 between Republicans, Democrats, and independents, and always has been.
Now, I mentioned this as sort of a get-out-the-vote effort when it comes to this kind of thing, but I know you've spoken with people about the significance of whether it's a Gabrielle Giffords or whether it's a President Trump or others, how big an impact those sorts of things have. How much of an impact do they have?
The real point of those types of events, be it President Trump here at, you know, at the end of last week, Gabrielle Giffords yesterday, or Bernie Sanders coming to Tucson and Phoenix tomorrow to rally support for David Garcia. The whole idea now is get out the vote, excite the base, because let's face it, especially with Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, they're not convincing people on the other side of the aisle to cross over. So this is about exciting the base and getting the base out to vote. And in this U.S. Senate race, because it is so close, every vote's going to count. So both sides really want their base out and out in force.
And how loyal do voters in southern Arizona feel about Martha McSally from the standpoint that she did represent the 2nd Congressional District? Is she considered to be someone that is very close to the roots of southern Arizona, the roots of Tucson, or is something else happening there?
I think something else is happening here. She hasn't spent a lot of time down in southern Arizona campaigning, and she was a newcomer to the area. Certainly, Republicans embraced her, and she had a good win 2 years ago, but before that, it was very close. So I don't think carrying her home district is going to be as important as it is for some other candidates to carry their home district. And again, part of that, I think, is due to the interesting registration, if you will, within that district.
Now, Chris, later on in our program, we're going to talk with the editorial director of the Arizona Republic about the paper's decision to endorse Kyrsten Sinema. Did the Arizona Daily Star endorse, and where did they go on this one?
They also went with Representative Sinema. And Representative McSally did not come down for that interview. Only Representative Sinema was there. So that may say something about Representative McSally and southern Arizona. Of course, she did go to the Republic interview with Representative Sinema, and they did the debate up there in Phoenix. So we'll have to see.
Well, Chris, in our last minute or so, what are you hearing, what are you feeling based on people you speak to and whatnot, as far as the impact, and what will turn Congressional District 2, what will turn Tucson voters or Southern Arizona voters out, either for Kyrsten Sinema or Martha McSally? Are the issues in Southern Arizona very similar to where they are across the state, or are there a couple specifics that are really leaning into voters?
I think they are pretty similar as they are across the state. Of course, immigration is always big. We're a little closer to the border than you all are, but it is still a very big issue statewide because we are a border state. Healthcare, Representative Sinema has tried to make that an issue. That plays well in the retirement areas. But I think overall the issues are very, very similar in southern Arizona and up there in the valley.
That is Christopher Conover of Arizona Public Media in Tucson. Chris, good to talk with you. Thanks.
Thank you.